session with no action taken in executive session. This time I'll ask Mr. Miller if he'd lead us in a word of prayer, and then we'll go into our pledges.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to be here and just to serve the students and the teachers here at Mammoth ISD. Lord, pray that you just be with us as we go through this board meeting and every decision we make. We'll give you all the glory, Jesus.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. Pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
That's good.
That it does? All right, thank you. Let's see, what was it, 7:38?
7:39.
We're going to reconvene?
Yes, sir.
I don't know if I said that out loud enough.
You did now.
Don't write that down in the newspaper.
Thought it out loud.
Assume there's no public comment?
Yes, sir, correct.
All right, let's see. Mr. Cook will not be here tonight. He'll be here in July.
He'll be here in July.
Right. That's probably a good time because he can tour the come early tour.
Okay. All right. Next, we'll go to consent agenda items. A, May 18, 2026, regular school board meeting minutes. B, monthly financial report. C, check register report. D, monthly donation report. We'll just do that right there. Just try it.
Thank you, Mr. President. In your monthly financial report, things are tracking right where we like them to be about this time of year. General fund year-to-day net position right now is negative $1,079,000. However, this is the time of year where revenues decrease. We don't have much local tax dollars coming in, and state funding does not come in May. That'll start picking back up with state funding in June, July, and August. For comparison, last time in May this year, we were negative $1.992 million. So ahead of where we were last year this time, so good shape. Also note here, food service is in good shape, very much in the good, at about $500,000. So we're tracking really well with our CEP program. Let's see. We've got it broken down by function on the next page. Then under, I want to bring a little bit of attention. Bond construction fund, the project details, everything's progressing very well. Still staying under budget on pretty much all three of our major bond projects. On the bottom of that page on tax collections, I mentioned last time we had some hefty adjustments by the appraisal district and tax office of $1.2 million that they had adjusted off our original tax levy. This is taking a toll on our property taxes. We also have lower collection rate than normal. We're collecting right now about 95% overall. Normally we're about a percent ahead of that this time of year. I am projecting that we're going to be a little under budget on local property taxes by the end of this year. But I do think that we will be ahead of the game on state funding that's going to make up for it and then some a little bit. Cash investments, we'll talk a little bit in a moment in our quarterly investor report. Interest rates are holding pretty steady, so we're still making a pretty good return over our all of our cash holdings. Really everything as far as grant funds, we do have negative balances there, but that's because we are waiting on reimbursements to come in. And I did want to note one thing. I was looking at our fitness center. We're coming close to the end of the year. We made some major investments the last couple of years in our fitness center, our wellness center. We made some big investments in new carpet, new equipment, and we've seen revenues actually come up by more employee participation in that. So even with making about $30,000 in investment in new equipment this year, we're probably projecting to end the year about $10,000 up on revenue, which is just going to allow us to keep investing in our employees and that benefit for them. So good place to be. Don't have any donations to report this evening.
All right. Budget amendments?
None.
F, quarterly investment report.
All right, for the quarter, we're earning an average yield, annualized yield of 3.78%. For the quarter, we earned $1,159,959. The bulk of that is attributable to our construction bond funds. You will note at the bottom of the page, year-to-date monthly interest trend has been tracking downward. And on the top of the second page, you can see that with our interest rate. Back in September, when we started the year, we were about 4.38. Now we're tracking around 3.79 to 3.77. But looking at some fixed-term investments as of late, are seeing some of the yields on those increase with longer maturities, which leads us to expect really that we're going to see a flattening or a leveling out of interest rates and or a possible slight increase over the next quarter. And right now, we are holding right at our bond yield limit, which is right where we want to be. We don't want to earn too much interest and have to send it back to the IRS. So we're right in a perfect place to be on our bond funds right now, as well as our general funds. So very pleased with the performance of our entire portfolio.
Well, we say don't the stock market, you never can buy it at the right time. Well, we did.
We sure did.
At the right time. That was a beautiful day. We didn't know it.
All right, property tax resales?
No.
Out of state trips?
We have one. We have the high school choir. They want to go to a festival in Branson next April. It's one of those showcase where they are judged by national judges. It's a competition, but they're actually competing against themselves for the judges' focus. We ask that you recommend that, or that you approve that trip.
Mr. Carter?
Move to approve consent agenda.
Motion, Mr. Carter?
Second.
Second, Mr. Teague. Any questions or comments? All those in favor, please raise your right hand. Pass unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Adam. All right. Moving to discussion action items. Consider approval of the 26-27 salary schedule for teachers and compensation package for staff.
Right. Thank you, Dr. Marshall. Mr. President, members of the board, we have the 26-27 proposed compensation plan for your review consideration. We are proposing for 26-27 year to increase steps 0, 1, and 2 for our classroom teachers by $500. Our 3-year and plus steps have had some significant increases on the heels of House Bill 2 teacher retention allotment being enacted, as well as several prior year significant investments by the district. So those teachers will get the step increase going forward. We are proposing holding our TRS insurance incentive contribution for classroom teachers at $350 a month, which is very competitive with our surrounding districts. We're also proposing with the implementation of House Bill 2, breaking out separate degreed non-certified salary scales and non-degreed non-certified salary scales. That non-degreed salary scale goes with our teacher apprenticeship program where we're growing our own teachers. We want to make sure that they are getting any teacher retention allotment funds that are available to them, as well as provide some differentiation between our certified and degreed teachers as well to recognize all of them. So those are two new scales we have broken out. Nobody's going backwards. But we are providing some greater opportunity for them to be designated under that teacher retention allotment as well. In our packet here, we've given some trends over the last few years, just showing what we've done and invested in our teachers. I think the most telling is the 5-year teacher compensation history. Over the past 5 years, with the teacher retention allotment as well as the significant increases over the last 5 years, teachers have on average increased 34.2% in their compensation over this period of time. And we're seeing really good fruits to that in that our average teacher is now around 10 years. And this next year we'll be making about average salary of about $64,000 a year for our teachers, which that's a really good place to be considering the teacher shortages that we're seeing statewide and we're able to recruit and retain teachers. Next, we want to propose for our non-teaching staff compensation a 2% midpoint increase. This mirrors what we did for non-teaching staff last year. In comparison, over the past 5 years, our non-teaching staff has had a 19.8% cumulative five-year increase on average. This includes our clerical, paraprofessional, auxiliary, and administrative professionals. One thing we do want to do that's a little bit different, insurance premiums have gone up. That's through the teacher retirement system, active care system statewide. But Region 10 that we are in has seen higher increases than the rest of the state. They're almost around 11%. We want to make sure that no employee has a reduction in pay because of that premium that they're participating in. So we are proposing increasing our TRS health contribution for non-exempt staff from $400 to $425 for the 26-27 year. This will ensure that no staff members participating in insurance is going to see a decrease in salary. With the investment we're making and this contribution, they should at least bare minimum hold steady if they're participating in insurance. Just to recap some of our employee benefits that we offer, other than just compensation, the TRS health employer contributions that we offer, employer provided life insurance policy. We also implemented a telemedicine for all employees. That's not just employees, but their families as well. That's employer provided. That's not something that employees have to opt into or pay for. Stipends. We do continue the $500 retention stipend annually for all eligible staff in November. It was increased a couple of years ago. Longevity stipends every 5 years of continuous service at our employee banquet in April. Complimentary passes to all home athletic events. Also offer 5 days of local leave per year. Unused local leave reimbursed upon retirement. We just spoke about the wellness center that seemed to be enjoyed by more and more. We also offer Child Development Center, our daycare program, as well as the Teacher Apprenticeship Grow Your Own Program pathway for our paraprofessionals to get into the teaching profession. So if there are not any questions, that is our 26-27 proposal for your consideration.
Well, seven little pages doesn't do it justice for how much work is involved in all this.
Mr. Connor. Move to approve the 26-27 teacher salary schedule with compensation packages.
All right, motion, Mr. Connor.
Second.
Second, Mr. Litchfield. Any further questions or comments? All those in favor, please raise your right hand. Carries unanimously. Thanks again, Ms. Travis. A lot of hard work. All right, this B, consider approval of Region 12 purchasing. The 7? 12 is X, ain't it?
That's right.
Yeah. I don't know why y'all can't write that in American. Consider approval of the Region 7 Purchasing Cooperative Interlocal Agreement for 2026-2027.
That's right. Thank you, Dr. Marshall. This is fairly routine. We've talked about in prior meetings where we participate in as many purchasing cooperatives as possible. This allows us to take advantage of many of the government contracts that are already in place, that are already being competitively bid and vetted to make sure that they're compliant. Region 7, our neighbor Education Service Center, has a great purchasing cooperative that we've been a part of for a long time. There's no fee with this. And so we would propose continuing that agreement for the 26-27 year with the approval of this interlocal agreement.
Can we get our insurance through there too?
No, sir. Unfortunately.
Mr. President.
Mr. Teague.
I move we approve the interlocal agreement with Region 7 Purchasing Cooperative as presented.
Right. Motion, Mr. Teague.
Second.
Second, Mr. Connor. Any further questions or comments? All in favor, please raise your right hand. Pass unanimously. C, consider approval of Claims Administrative Services Incorporated, CAS, Workers' Compensation Plan Year 3 of the 5-year contract renewal addendum.
This is easy, this time.
Thank you, Dr. Marshall. Again, another annual process we go through on renewal. 3 years ago, we locked in a fixed rate with Claims Administrative Services, and at that time, we got a 5% reduction in our rate, which is very competitive. It's actually based off of our annual payroll. They provide the administration of our workers' comp plan, as well as a stop loss that decreases our risk as well. It's been a very successful program, and we are recommending renewal for year three of our 5-year fixed rate contract.
Mr. President, I recommend the approval of the Claims Administrative Services Workers' Compensation Plan, year three of the 5-year contract renewal addendum.
Motion, Mr. Litchfield. Second, Mr. Connor. Any further questions or comments? All those in favor, please raise your right hand. Passed unanimously. D, consider approval of edits to EFB local to align board policy with approved district of innovation plan regarding acquisition of library materials. Tracy.
Yes, sir, Mr. President, members of the board. This is simply an edit to our local policy to reflect the district of innovation adjustment we made that allowed us to do our local acquisition of library materials the way that we've traditionally done them, rather than the Senate Bill 13, where we were posting for 30 days, waiting for recommendations or waiting for public comment, and then ordering the materials after the fact. We did our district of innovation approach so that we could maintain our rhythm of acquisition of library materials, and this simply reflects that in the policy as well. It just aligns those two documents.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. President, I recommend the approval of edits to the EFB to align board policies with the approved district of innovation plan regarding acquisitions of library materials.
Motion, Mr. Litchfield.
Second.
Really? Mr. Parker stepped up. All right, have a second for Mr. Parker. Any further questions or comments? All those in favor, please raise your right hand. Pass unanimously. All right. E, consider approval of the 2026-2027 student codes of conduct housed within the 2026-2027 student handbooks.
Tracy again.
Yes, sir, Mr. President, members of the board. This is the time of year where we allow you to review the student handbooks, offer your guidance and approval and feedback, and then also approve the student codes of conduct, which are housed in the appendices of those. Of those handbooks. Now, these student code of conducts are going to be held strong this year, and they're going to stay the same unedited for this year unless you have suggestions otherwise. This has been a rather quiet year because it's not a legislative session, so we don't have to thread in a bunch of statutes or the like. So we would like to maintain the handbooks as written and seek your approval for the codes of conducts therein for the 26-27 school year.
So how was the no phone?
Best thing they ever did.
You know, did the kids, was it a growing pain or did they just go into it?
In comparison to the phone problems we had prior to, it was much better. I mean, can I sit here and say we didn't have any phone problems? No. But in comparison to the daily amounts that we had before, it was much different. Much different.
Not many complaints from the family?
Nope. I mean, we worked with certain things with as we worked through it, as we always do, depending on the situation, but no, it was pretty good.
And by Christmas, all those kinks were...
Some of them just left them in the... They're still in the storeroom. Some of them never came and got them. They're still in there.
They're burner phones.
Yeah, they have 4 phones.
You know, that's a good thing about that. You know, we keep up with not much burner, but not which phone. It's how many times you get caught with it.
That's right.
You know, I'm seeing 2 less this year on the transfer students. You know, I read every transfer request and have Miss Erica. She pulls their attendance, she pulls their grades, and she pulls their distance. And if any of those are any way out of line, they have to meet with me before I approve their transfer. We don't see your meeting with Lindsay. And we read it right. So seeing a lot less of that as a reflection.
Yeah, at one point we stopped transfers, didn't we? Or unless they've already bumped?
Did the district
Yeah, I thought we were going to halt them.
Well, we did some elementary. Yeah, we had to look at numbers first on elementary. No, we okay.
Basically, second, we actually said one, no, good ones.
Check with the rest.
Well, those were the good ones.
Yeah, the others can stay where they are.
I'm telling.
Mr. President.
Mr. Teague.
I move to approve the 26-27 student codes of conduct.
All right, a motion from Mr. Teague.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cone. Any further questions or comments? Not from you.
It's good.
Just the good comments.
Just the good ones.
All those in favor, please raise your right hand. Passes unanimously. F, consider approval to enter the memorandum of understanding MOU with Granite Valley Community College, TVCC, for college preparatory math and English course program. Dr. Marshall.
Ms. Conrad.
Yes, Mr. President, Dr. Marshall and the board. We're just asking approval to sign the TVCC MOU for college preparatory mathematics and English language arts courses. Basically, it's providing an opportunity for the students who haven't met the standard on the TSIA, which is the Texas Success Initiative Assessment, to not have to take remedial classes at TVCC. So we're just asking for that approval, please, and thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Conrad.
Mr. Conrad,
sorry. I was thinking about what you said about
that. Oh, yes. I move to approve the MOU between MISD and Trinity Valley Community College for college preparatory math and English course program.
All right, motion, Mr. Conrad.
Second.
Second, Mr. Litchfield. Any further questions or comments? All those in favor, please raise your right hand. Passes unanimously. G, consider approval of Kaufman County Extracurricular Status of 4-H Organization Resolution and Adjunct Faculty Request.
We do this every year. It's just a municipal deal, but this is just so we can then count their days and stuff like that.
This also allows them to excuse their participation in some of the shows.
Good.
Mr. President.
Mr. Teague.
I move to approve the Kaufman County Extracurricular Status of 4-H Organization Resolution and Adjunct Faculty Request as presented.
All right. Motion, Mr. Teague.
Second.
Second, Mr. Conner. Any further questions or comments? All those in favor, please raise your right hand. Passes unanimously. H, same deal with Henderson County.
Ditto.
Mr. President.
Mr. Teague.
I move to approve the Henderson County Extracurricular Status of 4-H Organization Resolution Adjunct Faculty Request as presented.
Right, motion, Mr. Teague.
Second.
Second, Mr. Conner. Any further questions or comments? All those in favor, please raise your right hand. Passes unanimously. I is a review of TASB Policy Update 127, effective with local policies. This will be our first reading, so if y'all want to look through that for next month, be when we approve that. All right, J, consider authorizing the general superintendent to have hiring authority through December 2026. Not all jumping in at one time.
Right, I think it's a little shaky.
Mr. President.
Mr. Litchfield.
I recommend authorizing the interim superintendent to have hiring authority through December 2026.
All right, motion, Mr. Litchfield.
Second.
Second, Mr. T. Any further questions or comments? All those in favor, please raise your right hand. Passes unanimously. K, consider extending the interim superintendent's contract from August 2026 to December 2026.
Mr. President.
Mr. Cohen.
Move to extend the interim superintendent's contract from August 26th to December 26th.
Mr. Miller has a chance.
Second.
Oh, there you go. Mr. Miller,
I'm working on these rookies down here. Yeah. This guy's my agent, my singing career. We can't get the move.
He's my agent.
Okay. Well,
no, let's go.
Yeah.
You got a motion second.
They got a motion second. All kidding aside, we're in a much better place. We appreciate what you're doing, and this next year is going to be even better. So thank you. Thank you for all your hard work.
Thank you all for letting me continue to serve.
I'll say it. All right. Any further questions or comments? Huh?
No vote.
Yeah.
I vote.
Yeah. Yeah. No questions or comments? No. No vote. All right. All those in favor, please raise your right hand. Pass unanimously. All right. Moving to closing activities. Barely made it.
That's why I thought.
Yeah. It was sketchy after whatever one that was about the only the good ones.
The cringe were the comment.
Okay. All right. Is there any questions or announcements that anybody has?
To remind you of the convocation on Monday, August the 10th. It's going to be a fun it's time. Conrad and Chris really got a lot of stuff going. Want to do that. We'll make sure you got that down. And also, next month, we're starting at
4 o'clock.
So everybody remember, next month, 4 o'clock, we'll probably just meet here.
Yes.
Not probably,
yes,
we'll meet here.
We'll meet here.
Randy's gonna have a bus, and we're gonna tour, we'll give you an update on the facilities. We'll progress.
Were you working, Brian? Oh, that's right. I knew there was something that was going on. Was that because it's
I couldn't hear.
Yeah. Do you have something to say?
Sorry.
All right.
You can get a t-shirt.
Shit t-shirt.
Sorry.
All right. B, construction projects, anything you need to update us on any of them?
No, next month we want to get you have some on CT. We're staffing some, so you saw that tonight. They'll be hiring a couple people that. We're going to show you next month. That way we won't tell you, we'll show them. I think you'll see that the renovations are really good too. And then the new bills. So we'll show you that next month. 4 o'clock, though. We'll meet here and go to the meeting here, and we'll all get on the bus.
Anything else? Y'all got anything over there?
She said it's time for German bread.
Yeah. I don't know. Joey's holding things down pretty good back there.
He never looked better, did he?
Yeah, he's he's done real well since school's been out.
Summer's been good to him.
Yeah. All right. Thank y'all for showing up tonight. We'll adjourn at 8:07.
Hey, are we repurposing the hall?